The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Renga Bloxman, head coach of Cardiff Dragons. Renga, thanks for your time. And I suppose first question is, how much did last season teach you as a coach compared to previous teams you've been at?
Hi, Andy. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, look, I think, you know, the season just been has taught me lots of things. One of the reasons why I came here was to have the challenge of a new environment. So I definitely had lots of learnings. I learned what it was like sitting on a bus and travelling to a game on game day. And just the landscape of the competition, there was loads of learnings there for me around events, operations, players, opposition, the competition itself. So I think that's what excited me about coming here, and that's also what excites me about staying here for another season.
Dragons kept us waiting for the announcement, but in a way, you're glad it's public knowledge now? Don't have to worry about that part?
Yeah, I am. I think they say good things come to those who wait. So I think we left it right till the last minute, but I'm really pleased with the squad that we've got, and I'm really happy to sort of be able to share that with everyone now and move forward with the planning for the season.
One question, briefly touch upon losing a player, obviously referring to Leah here. It's never easy, really, is it, with limited players now available, but how pleased were you with how the side adapted?
Yeah, look, I think in a way it was a horrible, horrible accident that happened to her, but it also galvanised us as a team and brought us together. We had to bond over something, you know, over her sort of traumatic injury. So I think off the court that helped sort of build those, that team culture. But I think the pleasing thing for Leah and for us is watching how she has been so resilient in her rehab and her coming back and just being in a position now to be able to get back onto the court. So that's pretty exciting.
The partnership, obviously, between her, Jackie, for another season, has got to develop as well. That worked really well. And last season as well, when you add Alex into that mix, it's going to be really important in 2026.
Yeah, look, I think there's a real strength in the experience that they have, and Leah and Jackie have had some time together on the court. And I think when you're looking at combinations, you sort of always want to build those invisible threads. So I think those threads are there. May take a little bit of time to connect them again, but, you know, I think they've got really core people in that defensive end. And somebody like Alex just brings a little bit of spice, and she's new, she's exciting, and the thing that I find about Alex is she's really coachable. So I think we've got some good versatility across there.
Chelsea's leaving to focus on her family. Also, Selena Appleby-Prince as well is off to Lightning. What kind of player will they be getting in Selena?
Yeah, look, I think the thing with Selena is she's so young and she's still really untapped. And one of the things I talked to her about is that she's probably got plenty of netball ahead of her. So I think, you know, she's youthful, she's exciting, she's sort of willing to learn and grow. And I think somewhere like Loughborough is such a great place for her to be because that's where she sort of started her netball and she's really comfortable there. So I think they'll get the best out of her. But yeah, I think she's one to watch. And the thing about her is she's sort of a little bit unorthodox in how she wins the ball. So I think you can never sort of underestimate her skill set.
As for people coming into the side, you brought in Neve and also Ella as well. What was some of your thinking about bringing them into Dragons 2026?
Yeah, look, I was looking for people that had a little bit of experience behind them, but also have a bit of an edge, I suppose. When I was talking with Neve, it was a funny conversation because obviously I've got a New Zealand accent and she had a Scottish accent, and we both sort of giggled our way through this conversation. But the thing that came through really clearly about her was how straight to the point she is, and also that competitive nature. And I think that's something that I've talked to the Dragons girls about, always sort of focusing on winning each moment. And I think she's a person that loves that and thrives in that situation. I think her skill set is something that we've been missing. She's extremely accurate. She's got a great range in that shooting circle. So I think she'll add value to us. And somebody like Ella Bowen, like, I think she's just genuinely a really good person. But what I remember about playing against her is how dogged and physical she was and how much of a pest she was. And I love that. And I think that's her strength to be able to bring into our team. And she also brings with her experience at this level. So that was key for me.
What about the importance of having people like Georgia and Bethan in the side? I mean, Georgia missed just 31 shots. So she was shooting at about 93% accuracy last season.
Yeah, look, I think Georgia gets a lot of slack sometimes, but I think the thing that I love about her is how accurate she is. You just have to get her the ball and then usually she'll put it through the hoop, and especially in that 1 point time. I think the place for her to grow her game now is the 2 point part of the game, but towards the end of the season, I think the confidence in her ability to go to post in the 2 points was really growing. So again, she's got this wealth of experience, but she's also willing to keep growing her game. And I think for somebody like her, it's really important to keep adding a few strings to your bow. Otherwise, you just become too predictable, I suppose, in what you're going to do. And then you've got someone like Beth Dyke, who's been around for what seems to be an eternity. But I think that, again, is her strength, that she has all this experience, but again, she's willing to sort of put herself out there and keep growing her game. But the thing that I sort of enjoy about her the most is the fact that she's just so steady and reliable. And when you handle the ball as much as somebody like Beth Dyke does, that is a massive strength.
When we spoke to Alex Johnson last season, it was her who shared more of that Curly nickname she has.
Curly's great. Yeah, I think
who?
The biggest...
Sorry, is that a bit of a nickname Sorry. There?
It is a nickname. Ranger/Curly. I mean, the biggest thing she's brought to my game is adding the wing defence element. She was a wing defence herself, so I mean, who better to learn from? But I've really loved having her so far, and I do feel like I've learned both, like a lot, both as a person and a player, which obviously is hopefully adding to my game on the court and off the court.
What's it like running out on the arena games as well, having the fans screaming and just being part of that match day environment when you're in those bigger venues?
Oh my gosh, it's incredible. The fans have been great so far. The Dragons fans especially are really loud and like very much an eighth player on the court, as cliche as it sounds. I mean, in general for the league though, having more games in arena has been incredible. I think for me, the first time I stepped out on court for a Super League team being in the Super Cup in the Utility Sheffield was kind of like a bit of a crazy dream. You were only on the court for like 14 minutes, but running out in front of, I think it was 8,000 people, was a feeling that I actually can't put into words. So I'm really excited to see how that and the professionalisation of netball carries on over the years.
Exciting season ahead. Are you glad to be part of things?
Yeah, I'm loving it. And I'm loving being part of the Dragons environment.
Leah Middleton told us about what she'd managed to bring to her game.
She has some really exciting and new ideas for us, which is always good. I think, obviously, coming from New Zealand, she has a particular type of style and flavour. And yeah, I guess we're all kind of just embracing that at the moment and just trying our best to make it work.
Let's hear now from Georgia Orr, who shared her reasons on why Dragons is the right team for her.
It's nice and close to home, which I think probably has always brought me back. Obviously, I've been to Team Northumbria and Seven Stars. But I just think just having a team on your doorstep and being surrounded by your friends and having family literally just down the road. And Cardiff Dragons, Celtic Dragons at the time, obviously, was where I started. I'm hoping it's where I end my Super League career now, whenever that may be. But yeah, it's definitely special to just have it on your doorstep and to know that this is where you started.
Last season, Cardiff Dragons didn't finish in the top half of the league. Bethan Dyke told us a bit more about what that was like as a player.
It is tough being on the wrong side of the table, but like I said, I do think we really are building, and we've shown in quarters or for maybe 55, 56 minutes of the game that we can compete and we probably should be on the other end of the scoreline. But I think we very much keep in process in mind, and Curly reinforces that in order to do that, we need to make sure taking care of our own possession, and we're being really clinical. And when we are ahead, we're pushing on. Now with the super shot introduced into the game, it's managing that time and making sure that we've got really good game management around our strategies and structures within that time. So yeah, I really think we are building.
Super shot has already changed things so much already, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think we were obviously lucky to have a couple of games in pre-season in preparation for the league starting, but yeah, definitely to turn a game on its head. And also just it's all around that game management. So when you're going to take a 1 pointer, when you're going to go for a 2 pointer. So I admire the shooters a lot at the moment.
Start of the professionalism this season. Has it led to more demands on you as a player?
Yeah, I think we're definitely training more often as a squad. We are in every day, Monday to Friday, and then obviously Saturdays or weekends around when we have our game. I'm still currently working part-time, but yeah, it is hard in terms of time management, being organised. But yeah, it is all about that time management, being organised, being proactive. I know I've got a lot of lists. My diary is very close to me at all times. So yeah, it is a lot, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm still really enjoying my netball and I really enjoy the Cardiff Dragons environment and culture. So yeah, I'm still loving it.
And Liam Middleton told me just how much the side appreciated the support of the Green Army.
I think we're really lucky here in Wales and Cardiff that our fans are super loyal and they definitely bring the noise and back us all the way, which is really good, especially to have an arena that obviously seats a lot of people. We really need that backing this year and going into a new season, and it's so important that we have them behind us and we feel that support, which we absolutely do.
And also how she can't wait for the season to start.
Definitely. I think we're such a tight-knit group. And I think this year, those connections and those bonds have just continued on. So it's really exciting. And I think we all are just really keen to get out there and get going.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.